While there's a good amount of football in today's top five cards, it's a basketball card in the number one spot. Can you guess which one? And there's a big surprise at number five. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. We are here inside Cards HQ, coming off of an incredible opening weekend for Cards HQ. And by the way, this upcoming Sunday, we're going to do a Super Bowl watch party in Cards HQ and trade night during the Super Bowl. So if you're in the Atlanta area, come out to Cards HQ this Sunday for some free pizza, trade cards, discounts on products. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can still join the fun, because Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. Eastern time, we're going live on Whatnot to sell singles. We're going to do a huge auction of singles all day Sunday on the Cards HQ shop account on Whatnot. And if you don't have Whatnot, get it right now. Scan that QR code on your screen or use the link in the show description below. And we're going to give you $10 in free credit in your Whatnot account that you can use towards our sale Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Eastern time on the Cards HQ shop account on Whatnot. Guys, today we're here to talk about the sports card market, cards that are going up, and a lot of cards are going up. It's great news to start the year. Let's take a look at the overall sports card market with the Market Pulse by Market Movers, and you can see it moved up again a little bit over the last 7 days. We are off to a good start. Since the first of the year, since January 1st, the sports card market is up 4.6%, according to the SCI 500 index of cards. That is a really, really strong start to 2024 for the sports card market. So now let's zero in on the cards going up and down the most. It's time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card because it's a reminder that sometimes what goes up comes right back down. And that is exactly what has been happening with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, whose football cards were some of the hottest all football season long. But as almost always happens when a player gets eliminated from the playoffs, their cards immediately fall. That seems to happen with almost every single player in almost every single sport. And it has happened over the last week with Lamar Jackson ever since the Ravens were eliminated from the NFL playoffs. They did not make the Super Bowl. That was a disappointment. To some, his cards are going down. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. And we're looking over the last 14 days. You can see the graph on the screen, how these prices are dropping. Now, the news is not all bad, because if I change the graph to look at the last 90 days, you can see that his cards are still up overall for the most part. So that nice run that his cards had for a lot of the season through the playoffs, that's not been entirely eliminated. But over the last 14 days, it certainly doesn't look very good. And of course, this is all due to the fact that they exited from the playoffs, did not make the Super Bowl. The cards that we're looking at here on the screen are Lamar Jackson's 2018 Prism base in PSA 10 and his 2018 Donruss, his Optic base, his Optic red and yellow, and his Optic hollow, all in PSA 10. Of course, these are all of his rookie cards. And all of these cards are down anywhere between about 22% and all the way up at 37%. That Optic base in PSA 10 2 weeks ago was selling for $237. Now it's selling for $149. Eek. Even worse, 2 weeks ago, Lamar Jackson's 2018 Prism base PSA 10 was selling for $399, and now the most recent sale is $260. That is a $139 drop in just 2 weeks. But it gets worse. How about Lamar Jackson's 2018 Optic Hollow in PSA 10? That card was $669 2 weeks ago, and it most recently sold for $431. That is a $238 loss in just 2 weeks. Guys, this type of thing happens if you're speculating on football players in the playoffs. You're taking the chance that they're going to make it all the way through to the Super Bowl, because the second that doesn't happen, their cards, unfortunately, drop in price. Now, all of that said, maybe there's a good buying opportunity to come up soon here for Lamar Jackson. Probably not quite yet. Watch the graphs and Market Movers. See when they finally plateau and his market stabilizes. When that happens, maybe there's an opportunity to buy for next season. But now let's talk about cards going up. And we're starting with our investment card of the week. It is Michael Jordan's 1987 Fleer card. Now, we have featured Michael Jordan previously as our investment card of the week. His 1986 Fleer card, his rookie card, or one of his rookie cards. Some would say his 1984 star card is his true rookie card. But either way, we've featured Jordan before in his rookie card before as his investment card, as our investment card of the week. But this week, it is his 1987 Fleer card. That card has also done well in the sports card market over the last year plus. What you might not know is that his 1987 Fleer card is actually more rare than his 1986 Fleer card, particularly in PSA 10 condition. Because if you look here in Market Movers, you can see that his 1987 Fleer card in PSA 10 condition has a population of about 212, where his 1986 Fleer card in Market Movers has a population of about 320. So a bit more rare here. The cards that we're looking at on the graph is that 1987 Fleer card in PSA 10, as well as PSA 9, and his 1987 Fleer sticker card, which is even more rare in PSA 9 condition. I didn't even put the PSA 10 up here because one of those hasn't sold in many, many months. But if you look at all three of these cards, you can see on the graph, we're going back to January 1st of 2023. So the beginning of last year, and over the course of a year plus, these cards are all up in the sports card market. It is the sticker that is up the most. His 1987 Fleer sticker in PSA 9 condition has gone from $726 to $1,200 over the course of the last little bit over a year. That's a $474 increase, an increase of 65.6%. Doesn't matter which Michael Jordan 1987 card you have, you probably have done pretty well going back to the first of last year. Now let's look at some ultra-modern cards going up, and this card might surprise you. In the number five spot, it's C.J. Stroud. And the reason why it might surprise you is, well, geez, his season's over. It's been over for a few weeks now. You normally don't see a player's cards going up after their season ends. But C.J. Stroud put on a show at the NFL Pro Bowl. Who knew that the NFL Pro Bowl could really help out a player's cards? But it did with C.J. Stroud as he was winning competitions at the Pro Bowl. There were football card collectors and investors that were getting excited about him and what he could do next season. Now, his cards are down overall since the since his season ended, but they got a little bump up this last week. Let me show you in Market Movers what I'm talking about. You can see here, we're looking over the last 7 days, and you can see here on the right of the graph over the last couple of days how his cards have popped up because of what happened in the Pro Bowl. Now, if we zoom out to look over the last 30 days, you're going to see that his cards are still down overall over the last 30 days since his season ended. But it is nice to see his cards going up over the course of the last week. And the cards that we're looking at are five of his cards from 2023 Prism, all of these in raw condition because not that many have been graded yet. We're looking at his 2023 Prism Laser, his Prism Silver, his Prism Rookie Variation Silver. That's a nice looking card. His Prism Neon Green Pulsar, and then one of my favorites, his Prism Flashback Rookies card, the silver version of that card. All of these cards up anywhere between about 9% and all the way up at 61.4% over the course of the last 7 days. 7 days ago, someone bought one of those Prism Flashback rookie cards for $126. And just the other day, somebody bought one for $204. That is a nice $77 plus $78 increase in price over the course of the last 7 days. I think C.J. Stroud, I think he's going to be hot for most of the offseason. There's going to be a lot of anticipation about this guy heading into the 2024 football season. In the number four spot today, a very familiar name. Luka Doncic is back in the top five today. He hasn't been here for a while, but he deserves to be back because, as you know, it wasn't very long ago that he scored 73 points, unfortunately, on my Atlanta Hawks. That took place on January 26th. And his season averages are incredible. He's averaging almost 35 points per game this season to go along with almost 9 rebounds and 10 assists per game. He's not far away from averaging a triple-double on the season. And with that incredible points per game, those are ridiculous numbers from Luka. Now, he's got a lot of cards out there. You know, the population of Luka cards in the market is really big, but despite that, his cards are starting to move up because demand is building because of how well he's been playing. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I mean. I have his 2018 Donruss base, 2018 Prizm base, 2018 Prizm silver, and 2018 Prizm red, white, and blue, all in PSA 10 condition. And then his 2020 Kaboom in PSA 10. Now, he has multiple Kabooms from different years, but his 2020 has sold most recently out of all those Kabooms, so I decided to feature that on the graph today. You can see all of these are going up. If you look at that chart, this is over the last 14 days, ever since he had that big game against the Hawks. That was a couple days after this chart started, but it's capturing most of that time period. I wanted to see what his cards were doing in the market since he did those incredible things. And you can see they're all up anywhere between about 3% and all the way up at 40%. It's his Donruss base PSA 10 card that 2 weeks ago was $107, most recently sold for $149. His Prizm silver 2 weeks ago was $1,100. It's $100 up. Now it's selling for $1,200. It's nice to see some upwards movement on Lucas cards. Where will they go from here? A lot will probably depend on how Dallas's season plays out. In the number three spot today, you probably expected to see this guy on the list. It is Brock Purdy. His cards have been hot all season long, and they continue to remain hot as he gets ready for his matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Purdy had very nice numbers on the year. He finished the regular season fifth in passing yards with almost 4,300 passing yards and first in passer rating, a passer rating of 113. So very impressive for Purdy overall. And his cards have been hot and they continue to be hot and get even hotter, frankly. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. You can see what I mean on the screen. I've got six of his 2022 Prizm rookie cards up on the screen. All of these are in PSA 10 condition. I've got the base, the silver, the green, the blue ice number to 99, the orange ice, and the purple ice number to 225. Now, surprisingly, one of these has gone down. The base card has gone down a little bit here, and we're looking over the course of the last 14 days, over the course of the last 2 weeks. The base is down, but the rest of them are up quite a bit. The rest of them are up anywhere between about 6% and all the way up at about 45%. The Prizm silver has gone up the most, and it's one of the more valuable cards on this list. That card 14 days ago in PSA 10 condition sold for $757. Most recently sold for $1,100. That is a very nice $343 price increase in just 14 days. And then how about his blue ice out of 99? That one's up $110. His orange ice is up $165. His purple ice is up $77. And his green is up about $28 over the course of the last 14 days. Look, if you have Brock Purdy cards, this week might be the time to sell because history would tell us no matter what happens in the Super Bowl, even if he wins, his prices might dip a little bit in the offseason. That typically happens. So if you're interested in selling, strike while the iron is hot. Speaking of Super Bowl quarterbacks in the number two spot today, it is Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes was on the list last week as well, but his cards continue to go up. I think sports card collectors and investors are realizing they actually kind of slept on Patrick Mahomes for a lot of the regular season. His cards were going down during the season because the Chiefs weren't looking particularly good and people were chasing other players instead. But now we kind of all look a little bit foolish because it is actually now Patrick Mahomes cards that are amongst the absolute hottest in the football card market as he gears up to make his fourth Super Bowl appearance. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I have brought up on the screen five of his rookie cards from 2017, his Donruss base, Optic red and yellow, Prizm silver, and his rookies and stars base, all in PSA 10 condition. And you can see all of these continue to move up. We're looking over the last 14 days at these cards, and these cards are up anywhere between about 8% and all the way up at 26%. A lot of big time dollar gains because a lot of Mahomes' rookie cards, especially PSA 10, are pretty expensive to begin with. So if they're moving up, these percentages, even small percentages, can translate to big dollars. Take, for example, his 2017 Prizm Silver in PSA 10. 14 days ago, you could have bought that card for a little bit over $3,500. And today that card is selling for a little bit over $4,200. That card has gone up exactly $700 in just 14 days. That's how quickly the market can move on sports cards, and we're seeing the market move in the right direction right now with Patrick Mahomes. It's time for today's number one card. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. Market Movers is the ultimate way to track your collection and keep tabs on everything happening in the sports card market, and you can try Market Movers for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and download the Market Movers app from the App Store to get started today. All right, can you guess the number one card? We're going to basketball. Might not be a name you expect, but it is a name that is well deserved. Jalen Brunson is in the number one spot today, and very deservedly so. He was selected to his first All-Star game, and then he went out and put up 40 points against the Pacers. Then he followed that up with 36 points against the Lakers. Overall in the season, he's averaging more than 27 points per game, making a huge difference for the Knicks, a super, super impactful player, and his card rise has been super impactful for Jalen Brunson collectors and investors as well. Let's take a look here at Market Movers. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Look at the graph here on the right side of the screen. We're looking over the last 30 days, and you can see these cards have really taken off over the course of the last week. And the ones that we're looking at here are six of his rookie cards from 2018 Prism, his 2018 Prism Silver, his red, white, and blue, his green, his pink ice, his ruby wave, and his fast break purple number to 75. All of these in PSA 10 condition. And if we look at the details, you can see that all of these cards have gone up anywhere between about 16% and all the way up at 101% over the course of the last 30 days. His 2018 Prism Green 30 days ago was a $58 card in PSA 10 condition. Today it is a $117 card. His Prism Silver 30 days ago was $128. Today, it is $218. His Prism Red, White, and Blue has gone from around $85 to $115. His Pink Ice from $95 to $110. And how about his Ruby Wave that 30 days ago was $56. Today is $111. And his Fast Break Purple, $385 30 days ago, $455 today. Jalen Brunson is most definitely on the rise and worthy of the number one spot in our countdown today. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, go get Market Movers. Check it out. And join us Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, for our first live stream from Cards HQ on Whatnot. It's going to be on the Cards HQ shop account on Whatnot, noon to 6 p.m. Eastern time, leading right up to the Super Bowl. We appreciate you guys. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Take care.